Look, this is very encouraging news. First and foremost, I would like to recognise the hard work put in by Donegal County Council Housing Section, all of them. We've been at it for a long, long, long time. And I mean, collectively, we've been at this for a long time, trying to push respondent to where we are today. We're still waiting, obviously, for a start date. My understanding, the contractor has already been assigned. And now with this fourth stage and the announcement of over €1 million, it's certainly very welcomed. But again, and it's not that you want to take good news and put it into bad news, but the question has to be asked, why was the space within Respond allowed to lie empty for a long time? Yes, I know there was a deal or an understanding with the HSE, but the fact that it's laid there for years and years, what one of the worst crises in terms of housing that the Free State has seen since the foundation of the state, it's certainly not acceptable. And I do believe the public are fully entitled to get a proper response of why that happened. But that all aside now, what I would say is this is encouraging news. We badly need it. We have a lot of homelessness, unfortunately, in our community, and we have people waiting for far too long. When you apply for a council house, yes, it depends on your status, but the fact that people have to wait the length of time and the bureaucracy is just absolutely ridiculous. And for me as a councillor, I find it quite embarrassing.
Once announcements like this are made, it can take some time for the work to actually begin on the development. We'll be pushing now for this work to start as soon as possible and to get families living in this building.
Well, look, we've all been pushing for this for a long time. And again, you know, we've spoke about it in the media, and we've taken it as far as we have, and will continue until we see people moving into what will become their homes, and that's the objective here. And it is vitally important, and I know that the council staff and housing are very keen to get a start date as well. And again, I can't but praise them enough in relation to the work that they put into this and other works. And hopefully now, very shortly, we'll be seeing ground being broke or work starting, and we'll soon see people moving into what hopefully will be their forever home.